Good morning, and welcome back to Admission Insight. I'm Chandler Frazier-Pauls, and we hope this episode finds you and your family healthy and safe during these unusual circumstances. Today, we think you are really going to enjoy our conversation with Dr. Bill Hawkey, who is the headmaster here at the Pennington School. Join us as we dive into the subject of distance learning here at Pennington, talk about our virtual revisit week, and more. Let's go!
So you say you want to apply. Private school, we're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take, and everything's gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and needs. We're gonna bolster your chances to succeed.
Hey Bill, how's it going today?
Hey Chan, it's good to be here.
How are things going? Kind of new times for everybody around here.
You're not kidding. To say that the month of March has been something that nobody could have anticipated would be an understatement, you know. And, you know, thinking about the impact that it's had on education from the earliest stages, you know, in preschool up through higher ed, it's just been a major disruptor. But I'm really proud to say, as an educator, that the response, I think in general, has been outstanding, you know, across the country in terms of trying to be, adapt to a whole new paradigm in terms of how we deliver education. And Pennington, I'll talk a little bit more specifically about what we're doing, but you know, I think it's been an amazing month, and now we're hitting April, and I think, you know, a lot of schools are kind of hitting their stride now in terms of figuring things out and doing their best to deliver a quality product to all these deserving kids.
Well, that's great to hear the positivity, you know, coming from you. And you spoke a little more about specifically Pennington.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about that. So to get a little better knowledge of the terminology that's being used for, you know, Pennington specifically, do you want to kind of go into the differences between distance learning and online learning for us?
Yeah, sure. No, I think it's an important distinction. Online learning is, really about, you know, kids being able to be together in a classroom and the teacher serving as the facilitator for putting them in touch with online resources. You know, so this happens, you know, typically in independent school classrooms all the time, where a teacher is sharing resources or asking students to look at certain things that are online, but the, you know, typically it's being done together, and then they're looking at those things, as the teacher is directing them to it. Distance learning is a very different animal altogether, and this is really where, you know, students are at home or at some other place and not in a classroom, so they have no face-to-face interaction with the teacher, but through technology, they're able to connect, and that can be done in a couple of different ways.
That's great. I think that's, you know, really well said.
Yeah.
And so we're also hearing that some schools are designing synchronous and or asynchronous programs for their distance learning programs, right? And just for, you know, the listeners, can you explain the difference of those two as well?
Yeah, so you know, in very basic terms, the synchronous learning aspect of distance learning are those face-to-face meetings being done through technology. So I, as a teacher, will sit in my home and through a video conferencing platform like Zoom is one, but there are others. I am then, you know, connecting with my class. So all of my class will sign on, and I'll have little pictures of each of the kids in my class, and they will be, you know, off on my screen, and then we'll be able to talk, and I can see them. It's in real time, and so that's the synchronous part of distance learning.
Got it.
The asynchronous part is something that doesn't have that real-time immediacy, but it's still a way to connect with your students or the students with the teacher. But here, you know, that's really governed by the student's ability to, kind of determine his or her own schedule. So, and I'll talk a little bit about, you know, in terms of what Pennington's doing, because we saw the benefits of both of those different approaches as being useful for our student body.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was actually going to be my next question, so you answered that one.
Yeah.
So we'll keep moving here. So, you know, when you're designing this distance learning program, you know, what are some of the main kind of issues that you and obviously probably many others in our community here at Pennington considered?
Yeah. Well, I mean, for one, I've just been amazed at the response of our community and our, you know, we have an outstanding academic leadership group. And I will say the response from the faculty and staff here has been absolutely amazing. We in some ways we had the benefit of starting our already scheduled spring break at the beginning of March. So we were ready to go on spring break March 6th through March 23rd. So we actually saw some things kind of unfolding at the end of February, and we were able to get right into some planning and preparation and training of our faculty before we left on spring break. That put us in a really good place because over the spring break, our teachers really focused on a few things. And what we thought was really important were these things: continuity, sustainability, and connection. So even before we went onto our break, planning was well underway. And the faculty were asked to consider their curricula and to identify specifically the essential understandings of current courses that both conclude this year and also how to prepare students for next year. It is these essentials that students and teachers will and are addressing this spring. The second category was sustainability. And we had to be cognizant of the many disruptions we are all experiencing right now. But the second principle behind our distance learning design was to establish a daily schedule that students and teachers can manage over time. So, and it's important for it to be consistent and predictable as well. We designed backwards from the idea that students might devote about 4 hours per week to each course in a mixture of synchronous and asynchronous experiences. And we are hopeful that our students will benefit from both formats. And we continue to monitor this very closely. And third, the third key concept in our design was about connection. So, you know, recognizing that the Pennington community is greater than any one relationship or course, we felt a strong need to ensure that we can be together on a regular basis. You know, so these are things like our advisory groups, our class meetings, and, you know, even our club's grade level meetings, community gatherings, things like synchronous events that can help serve a greater purpose above and beyond the academic, especially at Pennington, and we wanted to make this possible. But I will say this too, you know, lessons learned from other schools that have been practicing kind of the online or distance learning, you know, models long before, you know, most of us. You know, one of the lessons learned was not to try to recreate the exact schedule that you had just left. That you really have to take into account things like increased screen time and the fatigue of screen time, you know, for both students and teachers. And that's a key idea that went into our thinking and our design is, one, we reduce the amount of time in class from about an hour to about 50 minutes. And not every class meets every day. We also had to take into consideration that we have international students that are logging on, and you know, for students halfway across the world in Asia, their synchronous time with us is roughly between the hours of 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. So far, their feedback has been really positive, and the kids are just so appreciative that they can get on and meet with their teachers, see their friends that they've, you know, now left behind in their return home. So it's been working out really well.
Good. And it's great to hear about those kind of three pillars that, you know, you've built this distance learning program off of. Mm-hmm. You mentioned, you know, advisory clubs, right?
Yeah.
Those type of things,
yeah.
You know, and we all know in the independent school world, right, that, you know, so much of the education that we get here, right, is built outside of the classroom. Right. Can you touch a little bit more on how, you know, you're making those matter still too?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, and something that we spend a fair amount of time thinking about, you know, because, you know, schools are communities, and we pride ourselves at Pennington with really being a tight community. So you don't want to ignore those extracurriculars, those things outside of the classroom that have such an impact on so many lives, both student and their teachers, advisors, their coaches. Clearly, we were handicapped in some way. So we were unable to continue our spring sports season, and all the schools, you know, across New Jersey and the country have, you know, followed suit, you know, by canceling their spring seasons. But we also saw the opportunity there where clubs and activities could continue. So, you know, for instance, I was talking with the investment club advisor who happens to be our CFO. And he told me this morning, actually, that he had a great meeting with his investment club. And kids were very, very savvy, asking great questions. And all of them wanted to know about, you know, the investment picture and the finances of the school, which I thought was pretty pretty funny, but also, you know, very timely, and they're interested. So he was pretty excited about their response and their support. I also heard from one of our advisors for our diversity clubs, and she had a chance to meet with students there and in a synchronous chat. And she said it was tremendous. The kids just love, you know, connecting with each other through that club space, not just through their classroom space. So these are happening. I know that we're one of the things that we had to cancel in person was our spring plays. We have both a middle school and an upper school spring play, and although they won't be able to perform together this spring, they are marching forward with classes and practices after school, and I've been amazed to see kind of what they've been able to do, and the creativity that's come out of this has been pretty exciting to see.
Oh yeah, and speaking from my own kind of, you know, meeting with my advisory throughout the week and in the morning, you know, it's a great way to, you know, see my advisees smile, talk about, you know, life, right, and school, and catch up. So, you know, I've experienced that as well. So, you know, just continuing those things is very important, and it's a really, really great thing to hear. So, you know, we talked a little bit about international students, mm-hmm. right? You know, boarding students, their experiences, and just students in general. Do you have any kind of stories you want to share that you've heard about any of that, you know, in distance learning or just their experiences over this past month?
Well, I've been amazed at what you know, kids have been able to stay connected. We had a number of students that went home. A couple students went home to China, some of our international kids. And so they were getting home about halfway through our spring break, and then some of them had to go into quarantine, and it was interesting to hear from them their stories about the differences between the quarantine facilities that they were in. Some were in hotel rooms, some were in these, you know, kind of makeshift barracks that, you know,
wow,
none of us would want to, I think, experience. And yet, when school started up on the 24th. And they were still in quarantine, they were able to connect to these synchronous and asynchronous classes, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah.
And I teach a psychology seminar and for seniors, and one of my students is from Madrid, Spain. And, you know, every time that we've had class, you know, there's her face, and, she's excited to see her classmates. She has an easy connection. Life in Madrid is a little bit different than here, mm-hmm. and she's restricted to not even going outside. So, you know, we're learning from her how she's, you know, coping and getting along, but at the same time, she's staying connected with her school and her friends and still learning.
That's amazing. Yeah, and it stays, you know, it shows, you know, our community always stays connected. So,
yeah.
Thank you for those stories. So, to kind of, you know, almost wrap things up a little bit
sure.
here, right? We're 2 weeks in. You know, to distance learning, right? And you've watched our students and faculty kind of adjust, handle, you know, and kind of, you know, really be amazing, right? But, you know, what are you most proud of? you know, with our faculty and students.
Yeah, I mean, I'm proud of so much, you know, without a doubt. You know, I think that I love to see the support, the helpfulness, the kindness, the empathy that goes into these interactions now that, you know, are certainly challenging us. I mean, I'm not here to say that this has just been a walk in the park. You know, this has required a lot of work and a lot of, you know, pivoting to you know, see, you know, how can we better do these things? And that's, you know, that's a key piece of this work as we get into a whole new program for learning, is to, you know, constantly look for feedback. And so we do that by way of surveying parents and students and teachers. And then, you know, having the ability to make adjustments, you know, to tweak that schedule. So I've been you know, so proud of the fact that people are maintaining that kind of nimbleness, flexibility, that they're not into this rigid thinking, it can only be this way or that way. You know, students are helping each other. They're helping their teachers, like me. You know, when I'm struggling to share a document on my Zoom screen, they'll say, you know, look, Dr. Hawkey, just hit that button at the bottom. And they're so patient with me. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
There's a spirit of cooperation and help and collaboration that is just, you know, warms my heart every time I see it. The teachers are reporting the same thing. I'm hearing nothing but praise from parents about Pennington's response, you know, in a really difficult situation. And these are going to be important lessons that we will take with us for, you know, down the road, being better prepared, you know, for any type of eventuality that may come up in the future. So, you know, there's a silver lining to all of this.
Sure.
And the one thing that it's shown is the tightness, the strength of this Pennington School community.
Yeah, I mean, it's very important to focus on the positives here too, and yeah. So to hear that is great, and I wouldn't expect anything less from Pennington.
For sure.
And finally, yeah. You know, this being Admission Insight.
Right.
I think our virtual revisit week is starting Sunday, if I'm correct.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any words for our listeners about our virtual revisit week?
Well, you know, talk about a shift, you know, because all the independent schools in New Jersey are, you know, gearing up for their revisit days, you know, and revisit programs. And we always pride ourselves with having, you know, this wonderfully personal and touch and opportunity for parents to really get a feel for the community. So obviously we can't do that in person.
Yep.
So now the challenge was, how do you recreate that type of, you know, personal touch? But again, never ceases to amaze me what your team in the admissions office does to try to, you know, bring Pennington, and this time bringing them into the homes of all of our newly admitted families. So
yeah,
it's been a huge effort, but some really nice pieces that have come together. And I hope all of you out there, if you're interested, that you'll jump online with us Sunday morning as we launch this thing.
Oh yeah.
And we have something every day of the week leading up to April 10th.
Yep.
You won't want to miss it.
Yeah, and I know I speak for, you know, the admission team, and it's been a community effort here, and we're very proud of, you know, the product that we're going to roll out, and you know, we're excited about it. So, you know, thank you, Dr. Hawkey, for jumping on here with me today.
Yeah.
And you know, everyone stay healthy, you know, stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon. To end our segment today, we thought we would hear from a current parent of a ninth grade student and hear their thoughts on how distance learning is going here at Pennington.
So one of the hardest things right now for my family is that things constantly seem to be shifting, and we have no idea if soccer is going to start up again, or, you know, when we're going to be able to go out and meet up with friends again. And so for my family, the thing that has been really great about online learning with Pennington is the consistency that it provides all of us. My ninth grader knows exactly when he needs to be in class. He knows what to expect when he gets to the virtual session. Teachers are there for them and have been really responsive about how to adjust learning to this space. The school is running a simplified schedule, is the way I like to think of it, which makes it even easier for us to know what's happening and when it's happening, so that it all just flows really well, and there's time for learning, and there's time to be away from screens, and it's all awesome.
And on that note, thank you for tuning in to Admission Insight. On behalf of the entire Pennington community and the Pennington admission team, stay healthy, stay strong, and stay safe.